Have you ever run into someone you know, and at first you don't recognize them because you're in some place where you just don't expect to see them? Maybe you're in an airport somewhere, you're flying off to go somewhere, or you're in another city visiting and you just happen to run into someone that maybe you know from this area or that you know from your family. And at first you don't recognize them because, of course, you're not expecting to see them. You're not expecting that they're going to be there. They're out of context for you. But then once you realize who it is, of course, then you immediately recognize them. Now, I'm not saying that that's what happened to the disciples. We don't know why, but for some reason, their eyes were prevented from recognizing our Lord. They saw him and didn't recognize him. You know, maybe because our Lord was in his glorified body, his appearance had changed enough that he looked different. Maybe because the disciples were in grief due to his death and were confused by what had happened at the tomb, that they were not able to see him. But for whatever reason, they didn't recognize that they were walking and talking with our Lord. In our lives, in our daily lives, we walk with our Lord. Our Lord is with us every moment of our lives. But how often do we fail to recognize him? How often are our eyes prevented from seeing him? You know, how often does someone come to us in need? Someone, they need our help, they need something from us. And we fail to recognize that it is our Lord standing there. Or there is someone who we should be going to visit, and we fail to miss that our Lord is calling us to do that. After all, as our Lord says elsewhere in the scriptures, that when we feed the hungry and clothe the naked and visit those who are ill or imprisoned and so on, we are reaching out to him, that we are doing that to him. But how often do we fail to recognize that? How often do we fail to recognize that our Lord is calling us to spend time with him, to walk with him in prayer, to take time out of our daily lives, to be with him, to speak to him, and we miss that. Our eyes are failing to see him, calling us to him, calling us to spend time with him, calling us to be with him. How often do we come to Mass and we fail to see our Lord present in the Blessed Sacrament? We are so caught up in our needs and our concerns and our worries that we fail to see our Lord here present, come down from heaven to earth, and we receive him. But we fail to see that. Our eyes are prevented from seeing him. Well, if we wish to no longer fail to see him, and we want to truly see him in our lives, walking with us, leading us, guiding us, we can look at the disciples in today's readings. We see that through their time with our Lord during that day, they saw him for who he was. Their eyes were opened. How did that happen? Well, first of all, it says that they walked with him. They spent time with our Lord. They traveled with him. We are called to do the same. In our lives, we are called to spend time with him. And that could be something as literally coming in here and spending time before the tabernacle, or that could be spending time with him by just taking a few minutes out of our day in prayer. Just a few minutes, doesn't have to be much. Maybe we take time, or we see the disciples discuss the scriptures with our Lord. Our Lord told them all about his role as foretold by the prophets, how the prophets had shown that our Lord had to suffer and die and rise again for our salvation. We too should be spending time in the scriptures. If we wish to see our Lord and hear him speaking to us, we need to be in the scriptures. We as Catholics should be in the scriptures daily. And there may be days when we only have enough time to read one or two verses, but we should always be reading and reflecting and praying on and really chewing on the scriptures on a daily basis. We should always be in the scriptures. You know, we see them that when they realized who it was, they said, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he spoke to us on the way and opened the scriptures to us?" When we spend time with our Lord in prayer, when we take time to really chew on, reflect on the scriptures, our hearts will burn within us. That grace that God gives us will move us to draw closer to Him. Then when we do come to Mass, we will recognize, our eyes will be opened to who it is that we are receiving at every Eucharist, every time we receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord in the form of bread and wine. We will recognize that it truly is Him present to us that we are receiving, just as it was for the disciples. Whenever you see this mention of the breaking of the bread in the New Testament, that always refers to what we call the Eucharist, what we now refer to as the Mass. So may we spend that time with our Lord, spend that time no longer blind to Him, no longer prevented from seeing Him, but may our eyes be opened and we recognize our Lord with us in our daily lives.